of what's left. We're talking about it all the time. Snowy and cold Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium is the site of the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine. And welcome inside the media center, Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank from the Scouting Combine. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com, senior writer John Osier. A busy few days ahead here, a busy day or two back in Jacksonville coming into this trip, John.
What did Ferris Bueller say? Life moves pretty fast. If you blink, if you're not paying attention, you might miss it.
That's right.
It's been moving fast for us the last couple of days. What a day yesterday. And it seems like we've got a couple hours of sleep, and then we're back on it today here, and fun week.
Before we move on towards today, let's recap yesterday a little bit. It's really one of those days that we were talking about it in I think, a taxi cab last night. It might be one of the biggest days in franchise history if it all comes through in the end.
Yeah, I mean, as you noted, a lot of things have gone on the last couple of years. So much change and so much energy with Shad Khan, Mark Lamping, the direction of the franchise. But if what we saw yesterday in the renditions, in Shad Khan's vision, which, again, I'm not even sure you call it a vision. Is there a word beyond vision with what this guy is envisioning for the city? You know, all the things that have happened in 20 years, you can make the case that except for Paul Tagliabue standing in Illinois and saying, the Jaguars have a franchise. If this comes to fruition and the city moves forward with this and this is what the Jaguars in downtown Jacksonville are going to become, maybe the second most important day in franchise history in terms of, as Shad Khan said, he considers this the potential for stabilizing the franchise and really stabilizing the franchise beyond anything that maybe it's ever known. If all that's true, then yeah, maybe the second biggest day in franchise history, as long as everything follows off of it. And, you know, knowing Shad Khan, I don't think he throws out that proposal.
That's right.
Just casually.
Yeah.
He's not really given to casual things that don't come to fruition. A year ago, there were no video boards at Everbank Field. And then 3 or 4 months later, we're standing there looking at video boards. So he's got a knack for pulling things off. If he pulls this off, boy, it's something.
We'll get to that, of course, in the coming weeks. There are a lot of hearings ahead that will move that process forward. We'll get to those after the Scouting Combine. Jags this week, though, of course, Scouting Combine is here in Indianapolis throughout the week. The top picks, the brass from the teams with the top picks have spoken today already. We'll get to that coming up. And we're joined by Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
You guys are unbelievable.
Happy Combine, Pete. How are you?
I'm great. It's Combine the week. It's cold.
Before we get to the Combine, though, what are your thoughts on the proposal yesterday laid out by Jags owner Shad Khan for the Shipyards project and what that means for the city and for the franchise?
About damn time. I mean, that property's been sitting there forever. And this guy comes into town, and he's the one who's going to do it? God bless him, because this downtown is dead, and it needs something down there. I think that would be great. If it looks anything like that,
right?
We're all going to be downtown. I'm moving downtown.
Well, I saw you made the point on Twitter very soon after the presentation, and I follow you on Twitter. You know, you're a good guy.
So do I.
And you kind of said, in your way, which is sort of tweaking the national media, anybody who thinks this team's moving at this point, I really didn't see the presentation. Shad Khan talked afterward about the stability and the, that gives it. Obviously, what a message in that sense. Not the people in Jacksonville need that message. I think they get it. But nationally, I guess, what a salvo.
Well, nobody's going to develop that property and then move his football team. That just makes no sense. And so... Yeah, it's finally, I think people are starting to realize he's not taking that team anywhere. They're staying put, and they should be staying put. It's a great market. The problem is the foo-foo crowd that used to come back in the day stopped coming when the team got bad.
Foo-foo crowd, what exactly?
The wine and cheese crowd from Ponte Vedra. They stopped coming, and then the kid who was, you know, who 99 that was couldn't go to school the next day because they blew the championship game, he's now old enough to buy tickets. Well, now you're seeing the fan base get bigger and bigger and younger and younger. And I think there's a great fan. Well, the Bold City Brigade or whatever those are. That's what you want, your fan base. That's who you want.
Shout out to the BCB. Good job there.
They love me. Even though they're all over me on Twitter.
Pete Prisco is with us, CBSSports.com, live from the Combine in Indy. Let's go to a Twitter question. I know you're a big Twitter guy.
I like Twitter. Go ahead.
This is from @Hodari11. If the draft was today and Winston and Williams go 1 and 2, who would you pick and why if you're the Jaguars?
Dante Fowler.
Florida.
And the reason I say that is I used to think Randy Gregory would be the guy. Randy Gregory didn't play that well last year. Dante Fowler is mean, nasty, tough, physical, and he'd be perfect to play that Leo position. No doubt in my mind it would be Dante Fowler.
It's a name that keeps popping up a lot lately.
He's really impressive. I went back and watched some of his tape, and I was pretty wowed by him. He was really, really tough and stout and ran down plays and played hard, and he just looks like a guy that would fit in that defense.
Now, I'm not a huge guy on pre-draft trade down talk, simply because so often you talk about it for months and it just doesn't happen. But it does seem like you're starting to get a feel that maybe this year there will be more of an opportunity than maybe there has been.
Well, if it plays out, Winston won, which it will, he's going one. Leonard Williams is the best player in the draft, so he'll probably go two. Mm-hmm. Then you're sitting there at three, and Mariota's there, and if you're the Eagles and you run Chip Kelly's offense, and you had Mariota, and he's perfect for what you do, well, maybe all of a sudden you sit there and you say, maybe I have to go to three to get him, and I can go make a deal to go get him.
I'll lean on your expertise here. 17 spots.
It's a big spot. Now,
even with the knowledge that maybe the Jaguars wouldn't mind trading down, that's a lot of spots.
The only thing is, if you're Chip Kelly, you have to have the perfect quarterback in your system if you want to run it. What he has now isn't.
Right.
They aren't the perfect quarterbacks for his system. Nick Foles certainly is not. He did some good things, but he's not perfect. So the quarterback class is so limited anyways.
Right.
If you think that guy is the guy that's going to send your offense over the top, you might go up 17
As spots. Limited as it's been in a long time.
It's the worst.
Too, right?
It's the worst. You know, I've talked to some guys this week about that. Why? Spread offense for one. And this is just an aberration year. I mean, like next year. Here's an example. Connor Cook from Michigan State. If he was in this draft, he'd go to top 10. He'd be a top 10 quarterback, and he didn't come out. Why? He might be the second quarterback taken. He didn't come out. Christian Hackenberg will be in the draft next year. So there'll be guys next year, or this is just an aberration season.
What does it take to get up that high?
From
17 spots.
17 spots would have to be, well, it'd be that one, maybe next year's one.
Right. And something else.
Maybe a 1 and 1 and a 3. Look at the Julio Jones trade.
That's 17 spots back for the Jaguars, which really takes them out of a primetime player, right?
Right.
That's your
word. But you might end up with another pass rusher. You know, there are other guys there, like Bud Dupree from Kentucky or Vic Beasley, who's more of a linebacker. But guys like that, there are guys there.
To me, it's a long way down when you need impact. It's a scary way down. But
I agree. I'd stand there and I take Dante Fowler. That's who I take.
Blake Bortles tweeted today something about the quarterbacks actually throwing this year at the Combine, and good for them. They should. Do you agree with the top two guys throwing this week?
Why not? I mean, you're not going to hurt yourself. You're going to help yourself, I think. I don't think there's any way you can hurt yourself.
Unless you throw poorly.
Well, but look, they're going to look at your arm strength is what they want to see. They're not going to look at accuracy because it's different situations, your footwork and everything. I don't think you're going to hurt yourself by throwing. I think you help yourself.
Can either one of these guys move very much in this? I mean, it seems like there's so much preconceived. People are starting to get the idea that Winston is what he is in terms of prototype, and that Mariota, if you don't like him because of the pro-style offense, this isn't going to change anybody's mind, right?
Think about if you draft Mariota. He's never really called plays at the line of scrimmage. He's never taken drops.
Mm-hmm.
He has all these quick throws and all the stuff off the offense. He's never played.
Which isn't really NFL prototype at
all. No. So you're going to have to take time to develop him. If you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you got Lovie Smith and Jason Light. They got to win.
Mm-hmm.
They got to win. They got to draft a quarterback. They're going to draft Winston. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind they're going to draft Winston. Now, the off-the-field concerns, if something major pops up between now and then, that could change it. But, you know, you talk to people around the league, and everybody who's gone back and done the work on Winston, you know what they say about him? He's silly.
Yeah.
He's silly. Is that immature? He doesn't party. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. Immature.
Shadrick's silly. We keep him around.
We were all silly. Look, right. I mean, yeah, I'm silly, too. You're really silly, though. I do with him every Monday. I know, he's really silly.
Every Monday, every single Monday during the season. Pete Prisco is with us. Any surprises so far this week? Any folks you talked to on the set or anything behind us? Anything pop out? It's a one day in.
Yeah, it's one day in. And when you look at this process, sometimes we get too caught up in it. This and not that. And that, I mean, watching the film. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I'll say this about Dave Caldwell. He's not going to get caught up in this. He's all about that, and I think that's the most important thing. And they're building it the right way.
Pete Prisco.
Sign Ndamukong Suh, too, if he becomes available.
Who else?
No, that's the one.
That's the one.
Make him here's what you do if you're the Jaguars. You make him the highest-paid defensive player in the National Football League and put him in the middle of your defense.
Is that also because not only what he can do, but talking to people around the combine, he makes everybody else better.
It's unbelievable.
There are few free agents that fit both of those, right?
It's unbelievable to watch him and see him get doubled, and the other guy comes single mm-hmm. and makes a play, and he frees up the linebackers, and he's nasty, and he's violent, and he gives your defense an identity. I mean, who's the face of the Jacksonville franchise right now? Who is it?
J.P. Shatter.
No, I don't know about that.
Blake,
John
right? Blake Bortles?
Blake
right.
Bortles.
Well, he's not there yet.
Right.
He could be and will be. If Ndamukong Suh signs with the Jaguars, mm-hmm. he's there, he's the face of the franchise, and you have a nasty, nasty guy who's going to be around for 5 years.
And you can't underestimate the rarity of having a guy like that available in free agency. Mario Williams a couple of years ago, but to have a true elite player actually come free, I don't say very rare, but it's rare enough that it maybe merits that kind of price.
Take J.J. Watt out of the equation. He perhaps impacts the defensive game more than anybody else in the league. And that's, I mean, if you can get that.
That's a tweetable quote, Pete.
If you can get that, tweet that out. If you can get that, you pay for it. I know.
Right.
Think about it. If Jacksonville Jaguars made him not, and they have the money, and they have the cap room, and you have to spend that money, you got to get to 89%. If you made that move, bold, big, brash move, I mean, mm-hmm. this is a guy, you look at it, and you go, okay, they get it.
Right.
And I think they're going to be in on it, too.
Think so?
Yeah. I do.
Pete, we appreciate your time as always here at the
company. You know me. I play general manager.
Every single week.
I'm coming for your job, Dave Caldwell.
Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com with us at the NFL Scouting Combine. Of course, we'll be here all week at the Media Center at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Scouting Combine continues live tomorrow and Friday as well here in the Media Center. Also, coming up down the line, there's Pro Days, Nebraska and USC. The Pro Days that are scheduled so far, there might be a couple of more on the docket. And then draft profiles as the pre-draft season continues.
I think we might get to Florida's Pro Day. I think we might head down there.
Maybe.
All right.
We'll see.
You can drive.
Depends on the scheduling.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
Don't speed down 301.
No, do not.
Don't want to do that. Live from the Scouting Combine, this is Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. Glad you're with us today. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier. Some of the news today.
Mm-hmm.
The top pick brass all spoke today. Mm-hmm. The Bucs and the Titans, head coach and GM both spoke today. It sounds pretty clear what the Bucs are going to do. He didn't come out and say, hey, we're right. drafting this quarterback, but you cut the veteran backup quarterback who played a lot of last year, mm-hmm. keep Glennon as the only quarterback, you have the number one pick, there's a quarterback there, you do the math, and that's pretty much what's
right.
going to be, right?
And that's what today has become. In terms of players, not the star-studded roster speaking to the media that there will be tomorrow and Friday. So that's where we'll focus the next couple of days, is on the players.
Kickers and long snappers aren't stars?
Well, Carson Tinker's a star in my book. But so today really was about, they put the Titans guys and the Bucs guys up before noon. That's the story. So what did they say? As expected, not much.
Right.
They're very vague, which you get this time of year. All the buzz is that the Bucs are taking quarterback, as Pete mentioned. They're not going to say that. Rustin Webster, who's the Titans general manager, mm-hmm. was pretty good on Leonard Williams. You know, again, not tipping hands, but saying, hey, when you get a guy who can do both things the way he can, stop the run, rush the passer, that's rare. Also was very specific that he has not promised Zach Mettenberger, who is sort of the quarterback in waiting if they don't take one, hasn't promised him anything. So, again, holding card – holding cards close to the vest, which you expect. But interesting in that they all said they liked these guys throwing. They all said they're very open to trade, mm-hmm. all those things you expect. But the buzz that you hear is that the Bucks go Winston and that the Titans have a decision to make.
Right, and that, of course, can affect what the Jaguars do at three or don't do or any trade possibilities at three.
And we talked about that so much with Pete. Yeah. I think as if you get a clear indication over the next couple of weeks or months that, yeah, the Titans are taking Leonard Williams, then all of a sudden that three spot gets a lot more interesting than maybe I've given it credit for, maybe a lot of people. That three spot gets interesting, and the overwhelming question, which we talked a lot about with Pete, 17 spots for the Eagles to move up. Boy, that's a lot to move up and to move back, but it's going to be a good storyline as we go forward.
So the rest of the day today, Rex Ryan was on the podium a little bit earlier. The Bills head coach, Jack Del Rio, is scheduled to be on the podium, in fact, right now. Some other notable coaches today. And then, of course, tomorrow we'll have live coverage of Gus Bradley's press conference. He's slated to join us as well. But that'll be, what time is that? 1 o'clock tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And 12 o'clock tomorrow is Gus Bradley press conference. And then Dave Caldwell speaks on Friday. We'll carry that for you live as well. So a busy few days coming up here. And yeah. That'll be the storyline the next 2 days, at least on Jaguars.com, is what do Gus and Dave say about number three?
Well, and they'll probably say about as much as the Bucks and Titans sure. guys said about theirs, which is what you expect.
Sure.
But you can get a vibe and you can get a feel, and this is a good place to start getting familiar with the storylines and getting that feel that you get from talking to people and just sort of reading the tea leaves. So that's where we're at, speculating and pontificating, right?
Yes, we are.
That's right.
Indeed. Get more in 2015 season tickets. Become a Jag season ticket member and get access to amazing benefits 365 days a year. Great seating available for any budget. Visit Jaguars.com or call and speak to an account manager, 633-2000. That'll do it for our show today from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Thanks to Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com senior NFL columnist and Jaguars Monday radio analyst. Of course, for John Osier, Dave DeCandis, Patrick Cavanaugh, everyone involved back in Jacksonville, this is J.P. Shadrick. Look for our coverage a little later on Jaguars.com. We'll join you live again right here from Lucas Oil Stadium. It's Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.